All right, everybody, welcome to the Independent Mouth. I'm your host, Anthony, and today we've got another banging show, okay? Just want everybody to understand, man, we have upped the game. We have gotten even more computer monitors. We are having a huge meeting today regarding some people that we're going to bring on to the Independent Entertainment Network. That is going to be a lot of fun. Now, I just want people to understand, we're obviously going to still always have the Independent Mouth, but we are bringing more people into the circle of influence everywhere that we go. The show has been growing. I go to a store, people recognize the voice. We go out in public, people recognize the voice. So thank you for all your love and support. And I cannot thank you enough for everything. The love and support is unreal. And I cannot thank you enough. So thank you. I love you. And let's get into it. We got tons of news. And this is going to be a jam-packed show. Man, oh man, is this going to be a big show. Let's hang in there. Check this out. BlackRock CEO can't say if Bitcoin is going to go to 80,000 or zero, but sees a huge opportunities, whether for a digital dollar, Bitcoin, or something else. We've never been against a digital currency. We've always been against the money laundering and the fakeness, which are just taking people's money and not actually providing something for them. So with that being said, yes, a digital currency is coming. I don't want to see it take over the US dollar, but I do definitely want to see a digital currency take place in the United States and actually add some value back to what the dollar was. So a digital currency could very easily take the paper and, you know, silver and gold and do a combination and make something along those lines is the way I've always seen it. I could be wrong, but that's the way that I've always seen it and something that we could do. So maybe that works. The U.S. take over China as the biggest Bitcoin mining hub. China has come out over the last couple of weeks and basically said, hey, crypto is bad. We don't want crypto. Why? Because you're not number one anymore. It doesn't fit into it. You're losing that race. I get it. Every time, so that just seems to be the commonality of what takes place across the world. Is when somebody is no longer going to be reported as number one, they say it's no good. Trash it and burn it on the way out. You'll see that in politics. You'll see that in sports. You'll see it everywhere. And we're going to get into such a wide variety of topics in this discussion today. Hang on, because it is going to be jam-packed with a lot of information. Consumer prices rose 0.4% last month, slightly higher than August gain and pushing annual inflation back to the highest increase in 13 years. We're going to get into some of those inflation rates. We're going to talk about that, but essentially, yeah, these numbers are bad. They're increasing by 0.3%, 0.4% month over month, which is very bad. We're at like a 5.4 right now of inflation rate, which obviously is the highest in 13 years. It's a very long time. And you're wondering and asking yourself, wait a second. So going to the grocery store is going to cost more money. Yes, that is correct. Home prices, are we going to see surges and then crashes? So I have to pay tons of money to get in, but I'm going to lose a bunch for the next couple of years. Yes. That's happening as well. Yes, that's correct. We're going to raise the debt ceiling. And so we're just going to owe more money and the value of actual money is going to drop below what is respectable and actually keeping us afloat. Yes. That's what I said. That exactly. Exactly. That's what's happening. All right. Hang on. We're going to get there. Okay. This is huge. We have talked about this specific topic. And once again, we're going to circle back. Okay. Oh God, that woman is so obnoxious. She makes me want to throw up. Amazon copied products sold by other companies and rigged search results to boost its own brands. You wonder why you weren't making it. You wonder why certain people were. Man, have we not said this for a long time? You cannot trust that. If you don't think that YouTube is doing it, if you don't think that Amazon is doing it, you're living under a rock. Why? Why do you think there was such a huge push to make everything digital? Because the second that Amazon came on, as long as there was brick and mortar stores, there were places for people to tangibly go touch things. Now, absolutely brilliant marketing, absolutely brilliant plans in place.
to get people to only want to go to Amazon and do this and the incentives and what are you going to get? We have said this for a long time. Monopolies don't work. They don't. So Amazon essentially didn't tamper with things from Walmart, Kmart, you know, or other places. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You're trying to tell me that the big guys all conspired together. But the conspiracy theorists out there who dig and do research, they're bad. But monopoly conspiracy theorists and conspiracies are okay. No. It's happening. And it's happened. Excuse me for 1 second while I get my coffee. And now I'm back. All right. Oh, I left my coffee on the other table. I do apologize. Shouldn't be doing that in the middle of a podcast. But you know what? We make up our own rules because obviously these freaking jabronis are doing it themselves as well. So guess what? If I want to go do a little carousel turn in the middle of my podcast, I'll do it. Biden's government released over 700,000 illegal immigrants into the U.S. since August 6th. Leaked Border Patrol docs show. Isn't there a ton? Anthony, I don't want to talk about border. You had me with Amazon. You had me at hello. Now we got to talk about this. There is millions and billions of dollars of unused border wall. They literally spent more money not installing it than actually installing it. One more time. It cost more money to not install it than it did to install it. That is correct. Absolutely correct. Okay. A little more. Let's give a little more. The points that they're having trouble at the border is in fact the places that do not have a wall. Sound like a tennis match, a female tennis match, right? No. How does it cost more to not build it? You build it, they will come. If you don't build it, they're going to still come. It's the border. Holy crikeys. All right. I decided to add this in because I wanted to really show that us poor schleps out there, right? We go to work, we pound the pavement, we do these things. We're minuscule. We're really tiny. Anthony, you need better scenery, better lighting. Is this why your podcast is not making $1 million a year? Podcast is doing pretty good. Viewership keeps increasing. More and more people that I run into may not always agree with the language, but wholeheartedly agree with the content and the idea and thought process behind it, and the ability to think for themselves. Amazing. So let's get into it. Mitch McConnell's an investor in News Corp, $NWSA, if you're looking for it on different currencies, a global media conglomerate owned by Rupert Murdoch, with interest in major television stations, newspapers, and digital media investments, of course. News Corp and the Murdoch family donated to McConnell's re-election campaign in the past. Double dipping, right? We're just watch the current theme of what I do here. Not pointing the finger, not making reckless accusations, just reading facts. So follow along with me, if you will. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis purchased Jacobs Engineering Group,
on September 3rd of 2021. It's pretty recent. Almost 1 month later, Jacobs Engineering won a three-year contract with the U.S. Army Engineer Research and Development Center. Jacobs also won a $44 million nuclear generation contract. Green New Deal, huh? I ain't one to gossip. She ain't heard that from me. Green New Deal? Amazon did it, right? We got that proof? So you're telling me it's not possible in Congress? Sit tight. There's more. BlackRock is buying up single-family homes in honest middle America in droves. The average mortgage rate is 3%. BlackRock gets it for 1.4 on the ABL, okay? If massive inflation hits, the debt will be wiped out and rent prices will skyrocket, of course. Fed policy is benefiting 1% again. Okay, so let's add some clarity. When you go for a mortgage or you go for a car loan, major purchases, there's a wholesale rate and then there's a retail rate. That retail rate has a 2% cushion for the retail rate to actually take place. So for example, the mortgage rates that the banks may actually offer will be 1%, but it'll be presented to you for a customer's buy rate, right? There's a customer rate and a buy rate. The buy rate will be the 1%. The customer's percent will be 3%. Use the logic. You see advertising all the time. Going for a mortgage? You're going for a car loan? We're going to give you a 3.2. Really means they're going to tell you a 5.2. And then they're going to negotiate in between. And they're going to say, hey, okay, we're going to give you a deal, 2.8. And you negotiate in between the 3 and the 1. Okay, that's what happens. Just so people understand, working in the car business, working in mortgages, working in real estate, this is where I was able to learn about this stuff. This is where I'm going to interject some of that wisdom. Very simple. There's a wholesale rate on those loans. This is where when you try to understand, okay, why are they purchasing my loan? Guess what? They purchased it either at a higher price or they bought it underneath to package those loans. And essentially, that company who owned those loans still owned maybe 0.3%, okay? So they still made a 0.3% profit instead of a 2% profit. Are you with me? Good. Let's get into it. Jerome Powell has investments in BlackRock. Isn't he head of the Fed? No? How the holy bleep is the dude who's in charge of the Fed and inflation and debt ceiling also handling single family homes? It's a direct conflict of interest. Yes, it is. We have another one for you. Check this out. I got this on my phone. I told you there's a couple. I had to parse out here and kind of go crazy. But this is going to indict Maxine Waters. Hold on, you'll see. We got some other ones. Maxine Waters purchased United Bank stock, minority bank in 2004. Her husband then joined the board. In 2008, she asked the Fed to bail out minority-owned banks. One United received $12.1 million in bailout funds. Waters did not disclose her financial ties. Okay. Real quick. If the banks did not get bailed out, they would have went to zero. Maxine Waters acts like she is for the middle class, but she's just serving her own self-interest like the rest of them, right? Okay. What does that mean? Because Maxine Waters is out there saying that her Twitter was hacked. Twitter's already come out and said, no, it hasn't been hacked. Comments that she's made. She's a liar. Remember where they all came out talking about all this crap about Donald Trump, yet have not been able to put their finger on it, and they're all dirty. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden sharing accounts.
with an actual accountant that went between both, and all those monies were commingled. You want to talk about violations? Have a good day, Potato Joe. You funded your son's crack habit. Yeah, you guys wanted to vote for. How does that feel? Man. We ain't yelling about people because we want them to be angels. We understand people can't be angels. But that, and then the potato that you want to call president in the office, please, there's no time for that. We're past that. Too smart for that. We don't need it. There's a lot of changes coming. Keep your heads up because it's happening. Janet Yellen made $7.2 million in 1 year by working a job that pays $200,000, getting paid to speak by Citadel and making coffee at home. So how did she make $7.2 million when the disclosed amount is $200K a year? Yeah, we're going to explain to you. Never forget that Janet Yellen raises or rakes in close to $10 million in speaking fees from financial institutions that massively benefit from zero interest rate involvement while trying to spy on the middle class with every $600 transaction that we make. IRS, feds, politicians, in your personal bank accounts, just say no. Simple Dare commercial from the 80s, just say no. Call them a turkey. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. Ken Griffin, hedge fund manager and CEO of Citadel, has donated over $35 million to political candidates. Hedge fund managers not only control the financial markets, but own the regulators who are elected into office who write the rules. Pretty much. You need clarity? It's there. I mean, there's so much in this show that we've already disclosed. It's insane. Right now, insane how much money we've actually, how much uncovering of dirty money that we have already in the first 10, 15 minutes of the show. Unreal. You will not hear this all in one place. You will have to scour the internet to get this information, and we're doing it for you here. A Ghislaine Maxwell update. In a weird turn of events, a motion to intervene was filed in New York court today from a Texas correctional facility inmate named David Deal. Seems that he's contesting the case as well. Possibly could have been charged with the same crime as Ghislaine and wants to hop on board with her in fighting it. He was denied. No names have been unsealed at this moment. But there will be. Don't worry. There absolutely will be. 100% there will be. Ooh. Check this out. Remember we talked about that wall, right? I'm going to break some numbers on you. I told you we're going to circle around. I told you we're coming back for it. Estimated, the suspension of the wall project has cost the U.S. around $2 billion. Mm-hmm. And he moved the same amount that was designated for the wall to the military. How much of that went to Afghanistan? I mean, it's a simple question. Does it not pose the interest for you? $2 billion. How much money and equipment went to Afghanistan? How much money of the non-action that we've taken place has gone to those? Can somebody explain to me? Anyone? No? Okay. Thank you very much for playing the game. Let's hit some COVID medical, and then we're going to go back here. Actually, let me just tie this up. I'll even give this to you a little bit further. The massive stockpile of metal that's already been paid for is costing $3 million a day to not be used. So $2 billion overall, $3 million a day. No? Those numbers aren't bothering anybody? So... $2 million a day. If we gave that money back to the people, right, just some fuzzy math, right? Just some fuzzy math. Say every family, you have a family. And we don't want to disclose, exclude anybody specifically, right? We don't want to do that. That's not fair.
Man, you would like $1,000 additional in your pocket, wouldn't you? You would like additional money for stuff that's not being used, right? That you paid for. You want that money back. If I take your money and don't deliver you a product, I owe you that money. Except for the U.S. government when you pay taxes. So if the taxes are never used, F it. Take the money. Don't give it back. But you want us to keep paying. See how that works? Huh. That's amazing. What happens if we stop paying? Oh, you're in trouble. Aren't you in trouble for stealing my money? Just a question. I guess we'll get there. Crazy turn of events. The FDA, in an unusual move, did not take a stance on Moderna's application for a booster dose, indicating that there may not be sufficient data to support an extra dose. Well, no shit, Sherlock. There is no sufficient data because it's only been out for a year. And the test groups are controlled. PCR tests weren't working. Screw it. Throw out some information. Falsification of deaths and death certificates and actual deaths to fund the hospitals going along with it? Good talk. Moderna won't share the recipe for its COVID-19 vaccine with others and will scale up their own production instead. Nobody will share that recipe because it's dirty. Citizen journalist secretly films 20-year Pfizer contract on COVID vax. Quote. Skeptical of the science. I know how long it takes to get the real data, and I'm skeptical of how fast they got it. Because nowhere in the history of histories could you ever come up with this kind of data at this scale in that short period of time. You couldn't effing do it in sports. I don't care which sport you're in. You couldn't do it in the medical industry because God almighty, polio took 70 years. Need I say more? The answer is no. It's faulty. It's been faulty. It will be faulty. Enjoy the show. More to come. Volkswagen goes green and considers firing 30,000 workers. They're considering the layoff of 30,000 to push ahead with its planned complete version of electric mobility. And that's courtesy of Handelsblatt. Fire more people. Sure. Boeing requires 125,000 workers in the United States to be vaccinated against COVID-19. American outdoor company, The North Face, claims in a German Instagram post that hiking is the domain of white men. The BILD, divisive woke madness, racist critical race theory has reached Germany. Hiking is now the domain of the white man. How in the holy hell is hiking a white man thing? I'm white. I don't care to hike. Not at all. Not even close. Now, camping. Now, that shit's fun. But still, when I go camping, my whole objective is to not sit there and go hiking. I'm just not that kind of guy. I enjoy the outdoors. I will, from time to time, go on a hike. I don't do it very often. Why? Because I'm lazy. Why? And I can find better things to do with that time. It's healthy. Going on a hike is good for you. It's just not the first thing I think of. So how did I, as a white male, get labeled to love hiking? I am offended.
absolutely offended. I'm not really offended. I really don't care. I actually think this is just moronic and laughable. And I hope you got a good chuckle out of that. Record high, 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in August. Way to go on that jobs report. You missed the mark multiple times. You keep lying about it, Joe Biden. We are on to you. You've lied before you got into office and have done nothing but lie since being in August. Good talk. You're a disgrace. You are the worst president in history. And nobody really likes you. I hope that's motivational for you. NBA, Kyrie Irving, right? If you haven't heard this story, I think you need to hear this story. Kyrie Irving has become the Dave Chappelle of the NBA. He's walking away from millions of dollars on a contract. He doesn't want to get vaxxed. He said this is the hill, you know, mountain in which he will die on. Look, I can't speak on other people's medical choices. I've said this before. Your medical choice is your medical choice. Dave Chappelle walked away from $50 million with Comedy Central with the Dave Chappelle Show. All told him to go fuck themselves, ran to Africa, came back, opened up his own shit, and has been stronger than ever. If you haven't seen the Dave Chappelle comedy series, you really should on Netflix. And actually, I'm actually very proud of Netflix for standing behind him and letting him and not caving to that pressure of some of the employees wanting to say it. But here's the truth. They're only doing it because it's really making them a ton of money. And then when you look at that, even with this whole Kyrie Irving thing, there was a bunch of pictures that were floating around, which was the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Guys, don't believe that shit. You need to like go look at things for yourself. Stop trying to rely on big media. Like they're going to give you some kind of answers, because reality of it is they're not. They're absolutely not. They have no real interest in you at all. At all. Except for your pockets. The Fauci movie, Rotten Tomatoes was saying like 98%, 97%. Truth and reality was the public gave it a 4% score. But yet in Amazon and all these places, you're not allowed to manipulate your reviews. You're not allowed to ask for them. Yet they're lying and manipulating their views. That goes across YouTube. So what's good for them is not good for you. Have you ever paid attention to that yet? Maybe nobody's brought that up, but I'm just a dumb game designer who's not an attorney. Read through all the public policies. They're doing the same stuff they tell you you can't do. You heard it from Amazon. You weren't allowed to copy other people's products and take their likeness. Amazon did. You're not allowed to shop for reviews. Rotten Tomatoes and Amazon did. Europe's largest newspaper, BILD, accuses YouTube of dangerous interference with freedoms of expression because the platforms unlawfully deletes videos that criticize the government's COVID-19 measures. That's correct. The German court rules suspension of YouTube's channel created by artists and actors who criticize COVID-19 restrictions of the government is unlawful. That's in Germany. They birthed the goddamn Nazis, for God's sakes, and they see a problem with it. What are we actually talking about? Yeah. Independent mouth. Removed because they mentioned the word vitamin C. Yeah. No, that's a fact. That's why. Mentioning vitamin C. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Justified. Totally justified. Facebook's oversight board to meet with whistleblower Francis Haugen. Now, said this before, I think that was completely set up because it absolutely was. It stinks. It absolutely stinks of narrative and a narrative tree and a witch to paint them in a positive light as if they are being pioneers on this unpaved land. Bullshit. Because now a second whistleblower, Sophie Zhang, says she's willing to testify before Congress and that she shared documents with the U.S. law agency. I'd like to know which one, because the FBI is straight garbage. Mm. see. Let's see. Southwest Airlines pilots revolting. CEO blaming Biden for forcing them. Well, you're on that committee, my friend. And you signed into all of that BS. But now, you're telling us that it's his problem. Here's the deal. I on a phone call that I had the other day, I spoke with a pilot from Southwest. He lives in Modesto, California, and he's moving to Arizona. Why? Because he can't stomach California. Why? Because he's changing the hubs. And yes, he's not vaccinated and has no plans on doing it. So you know what he'll do? He will suck up all his vacation time, all his PTO, and all of his days off before the 24th of November. Enjoy, Southwest. My Lord. I told you, man, we get the goods on this show. We get the goods on the show. But let's go through that little timeline, Southwest timeline, just so everybody knows. They're lying. There's no clouds. No clouds in the sky. We can't get flights. You know why? Because their whole entire goddamn company revolted. That's why. You hear my voice cracking? That's why. Like, come on. It is cloudy. No, it's not. You got nobody to fly the goddamn plane. You're welcome. That's the message that should go through the airport. Hey, because we fucked up and we pressured people, we grossly, grossly underestimated the balls of our pilots.
Just a quick notice for everybody here. Just a quick notice for everybody here. Our pilots have huge testicles and will not comply. Your flights have been delayed.
Come on, just say it. Here it is. Southwest Airlines has suffered extensive cancellations due to weather and other external constraints. Although CEO Gary C. Kelly says he's against the vaccine mandates. Liar. Well, I mean, he is really. He's actually trying to tell the truth, but we got to get everybody vaccinated. Everybody's going to do it. Oh, shit. Nobody's going to work. I don't want vaccinations. God, get out of here. Friday, Southwest Union sues airline over vaccine mandated needed to keep the government contracts. Because remember, the COVID-19 vaccines, fuck your religion, fuck all that. It's attached to the legislation, but it's a mandate, which a mandate is not law. How do you attach a mandate that is not law to a law-filled contract? Just a dumb game designer who's not an attorney. Have no legal teachings. Saturday, Sunday, disruptions start as staff shortages, air traffic control issues, the weather forces. Southwest can cancel 2,000 flights. Other airlines cancel relatively few. They did not comment on the disparity. Anthony, slow down. You talk too fast. Here's the long and short of it. They canceled 2,000 flights. No other airlines even came close to canceling 2,000 flights. They didn't even come close to canceling 50. But somehow, when a Southwest plane's about to go in that air, Thor and his mighty hammer opens up the skies and nobody can fly. Monday, 348 more canceled flights and 303 delayed, but the union denies a sick out in protest at the jab mandate as the cause. Tucker Carlson claims disruptions are a direct consequence of the federal mandates. Thanks, Tucker, for signing on. Appreciate it. We got this covered. Tuesday, another 87 flights canceled as company shares drop to $51. Do you see what happens with the manipulation of the markets? Yes? Got some crazy stuff happening here. Told you. We're going to be on fire this whole podcast. Pentagon official said he resigned because U.S. cybersecurity is no match for China. Called it kindergarten level, according to the insider. Ooh. We are not kindergarten level, actually. We just have dirty son of a bitches that leak all of our information and give it to them. And if you think it's not done on purpose, stop living under the rock. You want to do the dance? Stop living under the rock. Stop living under the rock. Stop living under the rock because you look stupid. Listen, if you cannot start to piece together some of these things that you've seen, all of this had to happen for everything to become together, for people to understand this had to happen. U.S. Embassy in Colombia is investigating several suspected cases of Havana syndrome ahead of the Secretary Blinken's visit. We talked about this a couple months ago. Radio waves, microwave, radio waves, waves that are going out there are making people sick. Why? It's a tactic. It's called disruption. Very simple. It's a military tactic. It's used in business. It's used across the world. DOJ has been pretty active. DOJ has been very active, right? Urges the appellate court to ban Texas abortion law. It's also trying to deem parents as domestic terrorists. Merrick Garland's daughters directly related to critical race theory. Fauci's daughters directly related in medical. The Clintons can't stop trafficking kids. And Biden's son smokes crack directly using his bank account. But let's not look at any of that stuff and call parents domestic terrorists. Sounds like a good one. I'm not even touching the abortion stuff because it's not my effing business. I'm not a woman. I'm a man. And I firmly believe that if people are going to have a child, that is between them. That is for them to get it out. Do I think it's wrong to kill babies? Yes. Do I think there should be a timeline? Yes. You're probably not going to like my opinions on it. But I'm for freedom of choice, no matter how you split it. I don't care if abortion exists or not. The person to make that final decision and that meaningful choice relies with the individuals, period. That's all I'm going to say on it. White House officials scrambling to relieve global supply bottlenecks. Choking U.S. ports, highways, and railways warn Americans may face higher prices and some empty shelves this Christmas season. Empty the effing ships. Oh, you can't. You paid people to stay home. Now we got it. Remember what I said for months and months and months, Mira, all the stuff that they pointed the fingers at Trump is exactly what they're doing and not in my backyard. So until it actually affects them, they'll never say a word. But guess what? It's about to affect them. And all of that comes crumbling down. Period. Good talk. Chinese government's proposing new rules that would ban news reporting by outlets not directly funded by the Communist Party in a further blow to freedom of speech in the country, according to the Insider. No shit, we're right there too. Sound familiar? If you don't go along with what we're saying, you can't say it. It's happening here. But the FDA authorizes the first e-cigarettes views in the U.S., saying that the R.J. Reynolds vaping products can benefit smokers. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. All for it. Ways that will help people get out of that if they can, if they're true ways. New York must allow religious exemptions to COVID-19 vaccine mandate, the judge rules, according to Reuters. My question is this, not whether it's legal or not. We know what the real answer is. Why the F did it take so long? Like, that's a pretty simple case, according to the law. Religious freedoms. Yet it took this long to get a ruling? What does that say? Oh, we want to test it out. We want to see how much room we have. No. Not anymore. The people are on to that one, and I think they are
absolutely tired of it. But what do I know? Just a dumb game designer that's not an attorney. As most Americans are still learning about the hacking for cash crime of ransomware, the nation's top Homeland Security officials worried about even more digital danger, killware or cyber attacks that are literally end lives, according to US Today. Yeah, you have to be very careful with your stuff, what you're signing into, what you're using, how you're using it, and what you're doing. Absolutely, without a doubt. Absolutely. Chile, opposition plans to impeach President Piñera over Pandora Papers claims, according to congressmen in Chile. Why is that relevant? We said this for a long time. Those Pandora Papers opened a lot of doors, opened a lot of insight, and discovery was made public on a global scale. I think you should go read it. I think you should understand some of the names and players, and you can start tying together some dots with that string and see it all for yourself. But I think you really should start taking a look at that. If you follow the money that went into the 2020 election, it doesn't look pretty. Let me just give you a little rate of things that we got here, because I think that this is extremely important. And actually answers a lot of questions of things that you hear out there. So Georgia, absolutely, that audit is actually not done. There's false information saying that they haven't found anything, but we're going to give you some information quickly on that. We're not going to dive too much into this because you need to do the research actually for yourself and check it out. But I'm going to read off some quick things here. Here's a chart for Georgia showing that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's $400 million in donations through the Center for Tech and Civic Life, the CTCL, were used, and who ended up winning the county. Perhaps he's trying to paint every city, a county, a nice shade of Facebook blue. Of course he is. He's going with whoever's going to let him do what he needs to do according to Congress, according to Section 230, which is why they should never even be allowed to donate. And because of that power and the size of the company, they should have no influence and no ability to do that either. But Georgia, there's a fraud summary, was not the only one. Arizona's in it as well. Michigan is in it as well. Nevada is in it as well. And Nevada's parents to the school board actually just dropped a $200 million lawsuit class action lawsuit on Nevada's teachers union. They're going to drop. You also have North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, all have the same charts. 25 out of the 26 cities and counties that received at least $1 million from CTCL were won by Biden in 2020, period. 25 out of 26. Let's say that again, 25 out of 26. If you want to check it out for yourself, go to influencewatch.org, nonprofit/Center for Tech and Civic Life. And they have a detailed breakdown there. Is that not enough? When we say that we're going to drop some bombs, we drop bombs. When we say we're going to bring it to you, oh, hell yeah, we bring it to you. IEN, the Independent Entertainment Network, will be dropping. You will be seeing a website for that. We'll have the YouTube. We'll have the Rumble. We'll have everything. All of our individual shows will be there, including yours truly. The Independent Mouth will not go away. It will only get stronger, but we will start promoting the Independent Entertainment Network for everybody there. We're here for small businesses. We'll give you a shout out. Absolutely. Locally here in Temecula, the Soap Shop, just met them in Best Buy this morning. Talk with them, small business owners, absolutely love them. They were so nice, and I want to give them a shout out. Locally, at Temecula Soap Shop here, Temecula, California, in Old Town. It's called the Old Town Soap Shop. Check it out. If you can support them, please go support them. $5, $10, $1, anything you can. Maybe you like that stuff. Have it ordered and shipped to your house. Just to let you know, please go check them out. Blinky Minky Blankets, still rocking and rolling. We want to wish Blinky Minky Blankets, the owner, they got sick. Let's wish them to get better. Say some prayers, throw it up for them.
Let Michelle and her family, Kirk and all of them, get them all some love and kisses. Send them some vibes. Tell them you love them. Listen, folks, we're kicking ass and we ain't stopping. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep donating. Keep supporting. Keep sharing us all over the place. I love you more than you could ever know. And thank you so much for all the love and support that you're giving me. And I'm dropping it right back at you. We'll be back this weekend with another show, dropping some major bombs. And I just want to tell you, I love you and thank you for the support. So always remember, I'm your host, Anthony, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth. And we'll see you at the next show.